Okay, we're up to Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now, I want to warn you, these are very difficult psukim. Okay, the remaining psukim are not easy. Okay, we'll try to finish today. Kerem Hoyo L'Shlomo. Kerem Hoyo L'Shlomo B'Bal Hamon. Shlomo HaMelech has, well, that's the question, does it refer to Hashem has a vineyard in this area, this location called Baal Hamon? It is the name of a place. And Shlomo has given over, has assigned the vineyard to be given over to watchmen. Each one of the watchmen, Yavi Bifpiryo Elef Kosin, each one of the watchmen will receive a reward, will receive payment for his service of guarding the vineyard of 1,000 pieces of silver. Now let's see what this means. That what I just said is very vague translation. Let's see the Metsudos Tav. The Metsudos Tav, from here to the end of the Sefer, is very difficult. I confess that I really don't understand everything it says, so I ask you to help me out, pay close attention to it, maybe help me out and provide me with some understanding of what he says. One thing is clear from the Metsudos Tav that he's continuing to follow in his approach to the Psukim before, and that is, we're discussing the Aseres HaShvatim versus the Tushvatim. The Aseres HaShvatim who have gone into exile long before the Golus, the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Aseres HaShvatim, their spiritual standing relative to the Tushvatim, Hidum and Yamin, was weak, was poor. They were on a lower spiritual status. And in the previous psukim we mentioned where Hashem says to the Tushvatim, you I will redeem, to you I will return, to you I will show my love, but that does not necessarily mean I'm going to be so kind to the Aseres HaShvatim. To that, the Tushvatim responded, it's either all or nothing, Hashem. You can't just abandon the 10 Shvatim, they are our brothers, they are our younger sister. You cannot abandon them, and if you love us, you have to also have rachmanis upon our younger sister and redeem her as well. Now, with that theme in mind, we are going to continue for the next 3 psukim at least. So here, the Metsudos says, "Kerem hoyu l'shlomo ato now chozo hachashuka l'saper v'loimar v'chashuka the isha." Which is the nimshol of the isha is klal yisrael. She continues to say to Hashem the chashuk, "Hinei bavur shayisi machazeres achar shalom hakroiva." Being that I was a good person and I sought out the good and welfare of my younger sisters, meaning the aseres hashvatim. Yikora divarai be'enav, Hashem was extremely pleased, gratified in his eyes that I said, Hinei bavur shayisi mechazeres achar shalom hakroiva, yikar be'enai divarai be'enav, lekales es kol ma'amorai, and Hashem praised me for my good words. Ki hachashuk hazeh, now here's where the Metsudos gets a bit complex, the hachashuk hazeh hayokar be'enai kemelech shlomo is like melech shlomo. We're comparing the chashuk to Shlomo HaMelech. Hoya, Shlomo Hoyolo, Kumelech Shlomo Hoyolo, Kerem B'meshar, he had a vineyard in the field. So the Baal Hamon is the name of a place. Shemitsuyim Sham Hamoin Am Rav. In this location, the reason why it's called Baal Hamon, it's the location where there are many people. The Al Ki Choshash Migneva. And Shlomo HaMelech was concerned that ganovim, bandits, will steal the fruit. Masru l'shoimrim mechulafim b'zeh achar zeh. He assigned a collection, a series of watchmen to guard the vineyard. Be'oifen, they took shifts. Shekol echad shoimer b'zmano, each guardian guarded the field during his time period. Yavil b'atzmoy elef kesef. And for guarding the vineyard, he would receive a reward. Each vineyard would receive 1,000 pieces of silver. The zehu bavur chelko bepri hakerem b'schar hashmira. And this payment of 1,000 coins, 1,000 pieces of silver, was in reward for guarding the schar hashmira. and it was portion in the fruit of the vineyard. So it seems that he's saying is that the reward was you get some of the fruit. Shlomo did not pay them cash. He paid them the equivalent of 1,000 coins of silver in fruit. He gave them some of the fruit. Ushora kesef, the remainder of the kesef, which means the remainder of the value of the vineyard, yiyel hachashut balakem, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belongs to Shlomo, that's his. Now what exactly is this trying to say? So he explains, v'vanim shalhu al adas yishol hamuchunim b'shem kerem. Okay, that's the first important thing to understand, and that's Rashi as well says this. Klal Yisrael is called the vineyard. Kerem hoyo lishlomo. Lishlomo is hanelech shehashalom shaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a vineyard. The vineyard is Klal Yisrael. K'moy shenemar ki kerem Hashem tzevoko is space Yisrael. The oisan, and Hashem's vineyard, Hashem's nation was given over to guardians. Who are the guardians? According to the Mitzudos, they are the kings, the Malchei Yisroel. We're focusing here specifically on the Malchei Yisroel, not the Malchei Yehuda. But Oisa Mosar L'Shoimer, Mehei Malchei Yisroel, Shemolchu Zeh Achar Zeh, V'chol Echod Moshal B'zmanoi Al Aseres HaShvatim. Each king ruled over the 10 Shvatim. And that is why they are receiving a reward of 1,000 pieces of silver, because there are 10 Shvatim, and each say that the symbol number is 100, so 100 multiplied by 10 is 1,000. Ubo haremez be'alef, shehim asara meos, 10 times 100, which is 100 per shevet. So that's the end of the pasuk. To review the pasuk outside, what?
Why does he have to do the math out for us?
He's explaining, he's elaborating. That's the Derecho de Mitzudos. He just likes to elaborate. And he says there's 1,000 pieces of silver because we're dealing here with the Malchei Yisrael. The Malchei Yisrael ruled over the 10 Shvatim. 10 times, and each one it gets 100. For each Shevet you get 100 pieces of silver. So 100 times 10 is 1,000. So that's the symbol understanding of the Pasuk. Again, it's middle of a series. You have to really read Pasuk Yibbeis and Gimel together, but it's one thing at a time. But to review, what we have over here is, according to the Mesudos, the vineyard is a marshal for the Aseres Hashvatin. Shlomo is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Beval Hamon means that the Aseres Hashvatim is numerous. The population is enormous, and the vineyard has been given over to the Malchei Yisrael, and the Malchei Yisrael were rewarded when they were paid for their service of receiving 100. Piece of silver per shevet for a grand total of 1,000. Okay, let's see Rashi right now. Before we go, just one more thing at a time. Rashi says, Rashi is similar but different. Rashi says, Kerem Hoyo L'Shlomo Zo Kineses Yisrael. That's exactly what the Tarim to the Sesh Nemar. Ki Kerem Hashem Tzevokoi Space Yisrael. Bebal Hamoin Birusholayim. So here is something which the Mitzvahs really did not even discuss. He did mention that it's in a location that a lot of people. So here we're referring to specifically to Yerushalayim. Shehi Rabbah Sa'am. Yerushalayim is the place that has many people. V'hamoin Rav, in a great number. Baal, Loshan.
Certainly at the
Regalim. Certainly the Shalosh Regalim, when everyone comes to Yerushalayim. Then it's packed. Baal means a field, a plain. Loshan Meshar Kamo Mibal God. The field, the region, the plain of God, Bibikas HaLevanon, in the valley of Levanon. Okay, so you see from that pasuk in Yeshua that a baal means a meshar, it means an open area, a field. Fine. And therefore, the code here is reference to Yerushalayim. Now here's where we get a little bit different. Nosanes HaKerem L'Noitrim, Hashem gave over his nation to the guardians. Who are the guardians? The Umois HaOlam. Mosro Liad Adonim Koshim. When we went into Golis, we were guests in foreign nations. Our hosts were mighty nations. For example, Bavel, Modai, Yavon, Edom, the Medrashir Hashir Matsasi, Miksas Mach Al Noitrim, Halalu Shahim Hamalchios. Okay, so he's drawing from Medrash. I didn't see the Medrash, but he's saying over here, referring to the Noitrim, are the guardians of Klal Yisrael, the Umos Olam, the Dalet Malchios. They are our hosts in the long galus. Now, what's the next part of the Pa'ish? Yavai b'piryo. Here's something unique. And each of the David Malachios took their portion. They taxed us. They looted us. They kol ma sheyachlu ligvois mehen, whatever they can get from us, they took from us. For example, gul giloyos, head tax. There are nios, land tax. Land tax. There an paros. And on paros, another type of tax. Okay, what's on paros? On paros is another type of tax. I'm not sure what this is, but it's a tax. Hakol gavu mehem lahavi l'serch beisam. They took from us. Yitain each of the dalad malchios or each host nation. Yavi b'firyo. They took. Elef Kosef. Elef Kosef means they took the most they can get. Elef is the number. Elef is the highest number in the Aleph base. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It's the highest number. There is no Elef in the Aleph base. Well, there is. What's the first number in the Aleph base? Aleph. Aleph, and then we go Beis, Gimel, Dal, and we get into the letter Yud. Then we get to the tens. Yud, Chof, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samach, Ayin, Pei, Tzadi, Kuf. Get to 100. Then we have the hundreds. We have Kuf, Reish, Shin, Tov, 400. And then come Man, Sepach. So what's the next letters? After Tov comes the Chof Seifis, which represents 500. Then comes the Mem Seifis, which represents 600. Then comes the Nun Seifis, which represents 700. Then is the Peit Seifis, is 800, then comes the Tzadi Seifis, which is 900, and what comes next? You start all over again. Aleph. Aleph is Elef. Elef. So the Aleph base is circular. Start with Aleph, go through Tav, then there's the Man Sepach, which represent 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, and then the last letter of the Aleph base is Aleph. Elef, which means it's the largest number. So here Rashi seems to be saying is that the Umos Olam Dal Malchios, they took from Klal Yisrael every last thing they can get.
Yes.
Elef Kesef.
On Paros, the word we had in the Rashi,
yes.
A third of the taxes is if you miss an installment payment, they force your property and they take it.
Fine.
Repossess.
They possess your land when you don't pay your taxes. Okay. April 18th is coming up. One third of the nation I heard yesterday. One third of the country has still not filed their taxes.
That's
procrastination. What?
Well, that's why they
every year.
Every year, last minute. Okay, so far we have two very different interpretations of this pasuk. The mitzudos is we're dealing here exclusively with the aseres hashvatim, and they have been given over to the custodianship of the Malchei Yisrael, and they receive exactly 1,000 pieces of silver corresponding to the 10 shvatim. Rashi, we're dealing with not the aseres hashvatim, we're dealing with the entire Klal Yisrael. They've been given over to the custodianship of the Umay Sa'olam, and they have taken what it means, Ish Yav B'Firu Elef Kosef, it means they are not being paid for their service. We are describing their evil ways, that they loot, they take from us our wealth, they take away our assets. Now we come to the third interpretation, that is the Targum. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kerem Umo Chado, Salekas Be'adbei Demori Olmo Deshlomo. Okay, so there is one nation, Uma Achas, which means Klal Yisrael, one nation. That's the Kerem. That's the vineyard. This is the same thing as Rashi and the Mitzudos. Saleikas beadbe demori olmo, who is unique, has gone up in the lot. Okay, beadbe here means like the goyrol. We are the chosen nation of demori olmo, the Shlomo, who Hamelech Shehashaloim Shaloi. Shlomo here refers to the master of the world, the Shlomo delay, which pieces to him.
You know,
yeah.
In saying that the name Shlomo refers to Hashem, I think it goes back to Melech Shalom Shalom.
Yeah.
Maybe he's even being more explicit about that. The Shlomo Imei.
Peace is with him. Shaha Melech, Shaha Shalom Shalom. He is the Mori Olma. He is the master of the world. The Shlomo Delay. That peace is to him. The Targum is just telling us here the word Shlomo is not like the Mitsudois. Shlomo HaMelech had a vineyard in this place called Baal Hamoin that and they were Ganovim that were trying to steal the fruit, and he had to go hire guardians to protect it, and then that's the mushal, that's the nimshal, that's the mushal, and then the nimshal as we explain is for Klal Yisrael. But here the Targum over here is telling us we're filling with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaMelech Shah Shalom Shlo, he has a nation that's unique, and they are unique, then they are his lot, and this nation is compared to a vineyard. That this nation of Klal Yisrael is compared to a vineyard. Now, what about this vineyard? He has established them, this nation of his, he has established in the capital of Yerushalayim. Now, here we get into some interesting things. Umasar Yosabi Ad Malko de Beis David, the Ho Notrin Yosa, and Hashem gave it over to the guardian. Who is the guardian? We're not dealing with, like the Mitzuda says, the Malchei Yisrael. We're dealing with the Malchei Yehuda. We're dealing with David HaMelech. Originally, before the Malchus was divided, the entire Klal Yisrael was under the authority, the jurisdiction of David HaMelech, the base of the Ho Notrin Yosa, who guarded the nation, Hechmo, just like the Orisoi sharecropper, Noter L'Charmo guards a vineyard. Now, what happened? But the Malchus became divided. Bosar Demish Shlomo, even though it was once originally given over to the guardian, after he died, Bosar Demish Shlomo, Malchus Yisrael, after Shlomo died, Iste Aras Bido Rechavam. It was given over. Iste Aras means it remained. It's like Nishar.
We have actually different gifts.
What do you have?
Ishtara.
Okay, it's the same word. Ishtara Bido de Rechava Bere. It remained in the hand of his Rechava Bere. And now the Malchus was divided. Va'aso Yerovam Bar Nevot. Yerovam Bar Nevot from Shevet Ephraim came. Uflag Imei Malchus. So divide the Malchus. Udvar min Yudoy. And he took. Udvar means he took from his hands. He split off from his hands. Asarte Shiftin, 10 tribes. Al Neymar Pume Da'achir Hashiloini. Right, this was done through Achir Hashiloini. Predicted that this would happen. Da'achir, the Min Shilo. He's called Achir Hashiloini. As he calls, he breaks Achir Min Shilo. The Guver Rabo, who was a great person. So if we go back and read the pasuk inside, Kedem Hayu L'Shlomo Val Hamon, Melech Shalom Shaloi had a nation, Klal Yisrael, that's compared to a vineyard, and its capital was in Yerushalayim, which is called the Baal Hamoin and Ir Rabas Om. Nosan Es HaKerem LaNoitrim. It was given over to the guardians. It was given over. Now he doesn't really explain over here at all what it means over here. The 1,000 pieces of silver. I really don't know what this means. Elef Kosef. I really don't know what this means. I really Ish Yad B'Firyo Elef Kosef. It was given over to the guardians. It was originally in the possession of Shlomo. When he died, it was split. Ish Yavi Bepirio, each one alone, came along and took Bepirio, Elef Kesef, Lechor Elef Kesef means he took 1,000 pieces of silver, which I guess it follows the idea of the Mitsudos. 1,000 basically means 10. It means 10. Because Mea multiplied by 10 is 1,000. So Ish, the Ish here is Yeravam ben Nevat, Yavi Bepirio, he took for himself fruits, he picked the fruits worth 1,000 pieces of silver, which means he took for himself 10 of the Shvatim. It was originally given over to Shlomo HaMelech alone, but along came this Ish, which we're calling here Yeravam ben Nevat, with the permission of Achir HaShiloni, and he took for himself 10 of the Shvatim. Okay, now let's see the next pasuk. Karmi lefono shali lefonai, but my vineyard, pasuk Yudbeis, remains before me. And really, we're smack in the middle, so we have to continue the theme according to each one of the commentators. Karmi lufana l'shali lufanai. My vineyard remains before me. Ha'elef l'cha Shlomo. 1,000 is for you, Shlomo. U'masayim, and 200 l'anoy trimes per year for those who guard the fruit. So let's first see the Rashi. Rashi, the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos here is a bit complex. You'll have to help me because I really don't understand what it means. Karmi shali lufanai. V'shalachti amorai lemar. I've sent the following message to my choshuk. Karmi shali yihye lufanai. Wrote Suleymar. Ani asima olav ayin l'shoimer. I will be my own guardian. Remember in the previous passage, according to the Mesudos, Shlomo HaMelech had a vineyard, and the vineyard he gave over to guardians. It was in a location where there were ganavim. He was afraid people would steal its food. He assigned guardians to guard the food, and the payment for each guardian was 1,000 pieces of silver. So here the Chashuka says, I have my own vineyard. Besides your vineyard, I have my own vineyard, Karmi Shulufonai, and I will appoint, I myself, I don't need to hire someone to watch the vineyard, I myself will guard my own vineyard. Ho elef kesef shalokach, next words of the Mitzvah, shalokach, kol shomer bizmano, yiye lecha ki ato tikochem. Ki you could have it, because ato, you can take the 1,000.
Well, you're guarding them instead of them. You can do it yourself.
Keep for yourself. Ho'elef l'cha is to you, Shlomo. Ho'elef kesef shalokach kol shomer bizmano yiyeh l'cha will be to you ki ato was yours ki ato you can take it. Why? I guess because since I'm guarding it myself, so you don't have to pay me. You don't have to pay that money, so you can keep it for yourself. Umosayim. Now, what does this mean? What do you mean the 200, those who guard the fruit? Ki oimeres. Loibul vado elef tikach. Not only can you take the 1,000, asher hirbeso loses yose meharoi, which is really more than it is fitting to pay. Ki av hamosayim kesef shehu haroi loses lo shoymerim. Normally, you only have to pay a shoymer 200 coins. 200 coins to guard a vineyard. That's what he seems to be saying. When Shlomo HaMelech in his marshal hired guardians to guard the vineyard, he overpaid by 800 coins. He gave them 1,000. So not only am I saving you, HaKadosh, I'm saving you my Chashuk, the 1,000 you normally pay, but even the 200... When I guard it, you can have that also. And you don't have to pay anything for the Shmira, period. So he's saying over here is, I will provide a free service. So not only are you not going to have to overpay, you're not going to even have to pay the principal. So it's saying over here is, umosayim doesn't mean an additional 200. It means the 200 that's part of the 1,000. Shlomo HaMelech, he paid 1,000 coins of silver, pieces of silver to the guardians. He only really was mechuyev to pay 200. So here the Chashuk, this woman, Chashuka says, not only do you not have to pay the full amount, the 1,000, you don't even have to pay even the 200, which would be the basic amount which you normally have to pay. Now what is the message? V'anim shol huloymar, be'eis ha'geula ha'asida, Tevake, so this is what we come over here back to, the theme of the Mitzvah of the Stavlis, which is with the 10 Shvatim and the 2 Shvatim. That be'eis ha'gul ha'sida v'tikvakesh malchus Yehuda shakol eid shakol adas b'nei Yisrael tiyatachas memshalta. When the Geula comes, Malchus of Yehuda is going to demand that the Malchus is restored to one Melech. There will no longer be a division between the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes. V'yiyu imkein aseres ha'shvatim la'hashem. The 10 Shvatim will be La Hashem, La Hamin Bo, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Kamo Shayu Me'oz, like it was before Shemal Checha, Hidichu Me'achri Hashem, like it was before with Malchi Yisrael, they led them astray. Dam Hamosayim Hamiramzim Al Shnei HaShvatim, Yehuda Binyamin, the 200 coins over here, Mosayim Lelet Imperio, refers to Yehuda and Binyamin. Gam Heim Yihiyu Acharei Hashem, the Ish es achiv yazaru, each shevet will help out the other shevet. So the nimshal over here is karmi shil lefonoi, that the one that's speaking over here is the two shvatim, that the two shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin, we have always taken care of our ourselves. We were not under the authority of the Malchei Yisrael, who were Rishoyim and led astray the ten Shvatim. We were always good to ourselves, and when Mashiach will come, everything will be good. Ha'elef l'cha Shlomo, the ten Shvatim, which is captured in the code word, the 1,000, they will once again do tshuva and be restored to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'masayim, and the two Shvatim that always have been loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will also be la'notrim espirio, will also be to the guardians of the fruit, meaning to, we will be continue to be loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We who have always guarded your fruit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will continue to be loyal to you, but we will also work together with the Aseres HaShvatim as one group, one cohesive group, to serve you and to be united. Ish eschadero esochiv yazaru. Okay, so that's the basic gist. I don't really have more, understand more than that. It doesn't seem from the simple reading of the words that the nimshal is equivalent to the mashal. He starts out with a mashal, and the mashal is, we have here a vineyard that is owned by Shlomo, which is in a location of Ganovim, and he's hiring guardians. He's overpaying the guardians by 800 pieces of silver, and that, we're just saying, is only true for the garden that's located in a place of Ganovim. But there's another garden that's my garden, which has always, it's secure. I watch it myself, and you don't need to pay 1,000, and not only do you not need to pay 1,000, you don't even need to pay 200. Somehow, this simple translation turns into a mashal that it's going to come a point in time when the Aseres HaShvatim are going to do tshuva, together with the two shvatim, and we'll all be reunited, just like Karmi Shil Lefonoi, so too in the future, Ho'elef L'cha Shlomo, the ten shvatim will do tshuva and return to you, together with the Masayim, with me, the 200, which means me, who always have been consistent to guard your fruit. Okay, that's the best I can extract from the Mitzudot Stav. Rashi is a little different. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yudbeis. Karmi, it's a similar Rashi, but very different. Karmi Shli Lefonai. Liyoyim Hadin, the speaker of the Pasuk according to Rashi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, and he says, Liyoyim Hadin Yivi'im HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mishpat HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Umo Solomon Mishpat V'yomar Karmi Afal Pi Shem Misartiv V'yatchem, even though I allowed you to have control over my nation V'yatchem Shelihu, now the time has come to return them to me. Vilafonai ba kolma, and before me will come kolma shechataftem lochem espirio. I want you to return all of the fruits that you've stolen from them. Beloy nichat mimeni ma shegivise mehem. It's not hidden from me everything that you've stole from my nation. The hate period. Okay, so this is what. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu now says at the time of Mashiach. Karmi Sheli Lefonoi. You Ganovim, the Umoy Soilam, who have been the custodians of Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, I know what you have stolen, and I demand that you return it back. So they respond. What do they respond? Hey, when they say, okay, we'll give it back. And not only will we give it back, we'll give ribis. We'll give back more. Elef l'cha Shlomo. Shlomo here refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elef hakesef shegavinu mehem hakol nachzir. The 1,000 pieces of silver, which is a mashal for the all of the wealth of Klal Yisrael, indeed we will return. And not only will we return the 1,000, we'll return a fifth, a chaymesh. U'mosayim la'noitrim espirio, v'oy noisef harbe mishalanu. We'll give more, we'll give a bonus. V'nosan lochem, who will we give this money to? L'roshayhem, to their leaders, v'chachomehem, and to their wise men, King Shenemar, tachas anachayshes avizav. He ties this into Yirmiyah, that what they've taken, nechoshes, will be repaid with gold. Lanoitrim es pirio. Elu talmide, who will the money go to? Who will the 200 extras go to? To the people who guard the fruit. That's an expression referring to talmide chachamim. V'oisam, and to them, Tashlumim, those some tashlumim will be l'talmidei chachamim k'may shenemar, ki l'yashim l'fnei Hashem yiyeh sechara, those that sit before Hashem will be its reward. The esnan is the money, the pay, the hire for a zona. It basically just means the money, extra money, el sholtzar, will be given to the talmidei chachamim. V'yesh l'faresh, now just he adds in that this, what's the... What? The esn... I think it's an esnan zoyna. I think that's what it refers to over there. Okay, whatever it is. So the pasuk basically means over here that all of the wealth of the Ummah Sahulam will be restored to Klal Yisrael. Now he goes on to what?
Tsar
is tire.
I know, but
the money that Tsar has paid to its avodah zara. What?
Tsar? Only them?
It's a mushal. It's a pasuk. We have to see the pasuk in Yirmi. We have to see what it means of it. I don't know. Yeshaya.
It sort of alludes to that mushal when it says at the beginning of
Shir Hashem, Karmi Shalim, Karmi. So here we're coming back to this theme at the end of the Sefer.
Right. He also refers over there to a mushal and an imshal.
Where? Who says it?
In Mitzudos.
Okay. But now the Yesh Lefaresh, now it comes to explain the significance of the number 200 as we mentioned. Yesh Lefaresh, La'noitrim Espiryo, Kidin Hanenim in Ahegdish, like someone who has benefit from the property of Beis HaMikdash, Shemeshalim, Karen V'chemesh, you have to pay an additional fifth. Af Elu Neshalim al Kodesh Yisrael, La'ashem, al Rejesh Tivoso, so to the Umoy So'ilam, will have to pay for being Moal Behegdish. Klal Yisrael is the Kodesh of Hashem. Kodesh Yisrael, Reishis to Kodesh Yisrael, it's a pasuk. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis to the Vuaso. So when the Umos Olam mistreat us, they are being Moal Behegdish. And what is the punishment for being Moal Behegdish? You are obligated to pay the Karen, the principal, plus a fifth. Therefore, they're going to have to pay a fifth, 20%. That's where the 200 coins come into play. Reishis to Vuaso, Karen, V'chomish, Chameshoi, Shal Karen, a fifth of a Karen, and therefore Umosayim Heim Chom Shoy Shel Aleph, and 200 is a fifth of 1,000. Now this is very problematic because it's a dover. A Chomesh is a fourth.
Right.
A Chomesh throughout Shas is 250. The reason why it's called a fifth is because after you add a fourth to the principal, then you have in total you have in the new sum it is a fifth. If you have 1,000 and you divide it by four, it's 250, and you add 250 to 1,000. So now you have 1,250. So 250 is now a fifth of the sum of 1,250. So this is very problematic because nowhere in Shas do we have a Chomesh where a Chomesh is 200. A Chomesh is always, in this with these numbers, is always 250. Okay, be that as it may, maybe the Goyim have a different standard. When they come to have to pay, they get off easy. They don't have to pay, they don't pay a Chomesh mil. I don't know the answer. This is what Rashi says. Rashi says you have to be. It's a loosened. It's. I don't know what. Okay, this is his idea. It's moil behegdish. They pay a chaimish, and the chaimish is a chaimish milagav. Milagav means from the inside. 1,000 divided by 5 is 200. So at least he explains to us the significance of these numbers. So that will be very very similar. According to Rashi, the Pesukim are really straightforward. Rashi over here, I think, is much more straightforward than the Mitzudos. It's very simple. The Kerem is Klal Yisrael. Shlomo is the Ribbon Shalom. Bal Hamoin means in Yerushalayim, we got into exile, the Noitim of the Umo Sa'olam, and the Umo Sa'olam, they have extorted us, they have stolen from us, they've robbed us, they've taken Elef Kesef, they've taken everything that we have. But the day of reckoning is near, and Hashem will say, Kerem Shali Lefonai. My vineyard, I want my vineyard back. Return my vineyard to me. I want everything that you've stolen from them. I want you to return it. And indeed, the Solomon will have no choice but to say, Hashem, you're right. Ha'elef l'cha Shlomo will return all of their assets to the nation of Klal Yisrael. Plus, Umosayim, we're going to give an additional fifth because Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tivuaso, we will Moel Behegdish, we will pay an additional fifth. And who will get the additional fifth? It will go to the Talmidei Chachamim, those that are Neutrim Es Pirio, the guardians of the fruit of the Torah. There is...
Just,
Oh, the reparations.
And also that we know a lot of this money is going to Moisdis because there are not so many people left around. So they keep on getting the money, they give it out. That's all.
Okay, this you're touching on probably one of the, this is before my time, but before maybe your time also is the reparations for Germany to establish the state of Israel. From what I've read, I don't know, I'm not an historian, but what I've read is that the state of Israel could not possibly have survived in its early years if not for the money, not for the money that Germany provided, the funding that was provided to what's it called, to boot up, to jump start the economy of Eretz Yisrael in the early years. And this was a debate which almost led to a civil war. Okay, that's what it's not a civil war. And it's a very interesting thing, and there are different sides to different opinions. Is it proper to take from money for what they've done? All the different svaras, I mean, there's so much been written and said about this. And Rav Meir is saying something very, very good over here. Is that, look, you see over here, the Yimus HaMashiach, there is such a concept of an acknowledgement from the Umos Olam that they've robbed from us, and they will pay. Not only will they pay, they're going to pay with a fine of 20%. That's at least what it says over here.
One of the first things they gave was the beautiful ships, the ocean liners, the Shalom.
The ships. Israel. But it's more, they paid money, they paid cash.
It was German credit. They extended their credit. That's why the ships were built in Germany.
Right. Even today, the most advanced submarines that Israel has comes from Germany at a deep discount.
No, the German.
I think the submarines are German, right? Even recently, they acquired even very recently high-tech submarines.
I was a kid, I went on the boat. My uncle Sean was a mashgiach on that line there. He used to come every.
On the Zim,
took me on there.
Okay, and also all the cars, the buses. All of the Egged buses were BMWs.
Taxis.
All the taxis, all the cars. You don't see BMWs, BMWs in New York City. You never see such a thing like that in New York City. But Eretz Yisrael, all of the vehicles were all provided in the early years, probably even, I don't know, today, also by Germany. Okay, and in Echanami, we're talking over here about Dvarim Ha'emdim Berumai Shalom, but it does make mention that when Mashiach will come, according to Rashi, this is exactly what this pasuk is coming to tell us. Now, the Targum is very interesting. The Targum over here is continuing with the theme of the division of the Aseres HaShvatim. Remember the previous pasuk, we have Shlomo HaMelech was given the nation was given to the custodianship of David and Shlomo, and then came along an Ish. At least I understand Ish over here means Yerem ben Nevat, and he took for himself the fruits. He took for himself fruits worth 1,000 pieces, which mean 10 tribes. Now this pasuk says, "Karmi Shlofne pasuk Yudbeis in the Targum Kad when Shama Shlomo Malko the Yisrael Nivu." Say the Achia Dimin Shiloi. When Shlomo HaMelech heard about the prophecy of Achia HaShiloini, that the day will come when Yerovim ben Nevat will divide the Malchus, Bol Miktalei, he wanted to kill him. He wanted to kill. Now this is a shocking thing. We have no record anywhere in Chazal that Shlomo HaMelech wanted to kill him. And in fact, some say there's a mistake in the Girsa. Okay, there's a mistake in the Girsa. What it means over here? How could it possibly be that he was a tzaddik? Achia Hashloni was just saying Nevu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why would he want to kill Achia Hashiloini? But it says here, at least literally, Bol Lemiktele, he wanted to kill him. Va'arak Yeravam Min Kadam Shlom. Oh, so here, you have Achia?
Yes.
I have Yerovam.
No.
And that's subject to a big debate. That's maybe what I was referring to. That's the question is, okay, how he didn't live. Yerovam ben Nevat did not live in the lifetime, was not born yet at the time of Shlomo HaMelech. So it means Iraq, Achia HaShiloni, that Shlomo wanted to kill Achia HaShiloni, Min Kodom Shlomo, Va'azal Mitzrayim, Achia Hashiloni, that took the garment and ripped the garment into 12 pieces and said, 2 will remain by you and 10 will be given over to someone else. So Shlomo was not happy to hear this information. He wanted to kill him. He had no choice but to flee to Mitzrayim. Vazal Mitzrayim. He shot at that time Isama ben Nevua l'malka Shlomo. He was said ben Nevua l'mivei ihu sholid basar shiftin kol yimohi, that he, Shlomo, will continue to remain over the 10 shvatim for the rest of his life, but Uvosar Mose, after his death, Yehe Shalit Behoin Yerov Ben Bar Nevat, Usrein Shiftin Yehudov and Yamin, Yehe Shalit Behoin, Rechav and Bar Shlomo, he only will remain with the two Shvatim. So how do we read all of this into the Pasuk? So we read in the Pasuk, Karmi Shalit Lefonoi, that while you're alive, Shlomo, it seems that Shlomo is the speaker, according to the Targum, while I am alive, it's all mine. While I continue to live, I will remain with all 12 tribes. Ha'elef l'cha Shlomo, but you have to realize, I take that back. Karmi, my vineyard is before me. Maybe Hashem is from the nation, the Klal Yisrael is before me. I'm not sure what that means. So Elef Lecha Shlomo, while you're alive, you will retain these 10 Shvatim. While you're alive, Shlomo. But after you die, Shlomo, then it's only going to be 2, then you'll only have the other 2. U'mosayim, 200 coins, which means 2 shvatim will be l'noitrim espiri, will be to your children, to your descendants, to your chavam, but will not remain in your position, in your possession. So this pasuk over here is the continuation of the division of the malchus of Yehuda Binyamin from the other 10 shvatim. Okay, pasuk Yud. Now, before we go further, let me just tell you over here a very beautiful vart from the Shalal Rav. The Shalal Rav tells us, we know there's a David HaMelech. When he went to war, against the Pelishtim, he would throw an arrow or would throw a stone, and he would kill with one stone 800 enemy combatants. That's what it says in the Gemara. Gemara Masechta Moed Katan. Here it is. Gemara Masechta Moed Katan. Nemar Kisha Amar Moed Kondaf Tezayin Kisha Amar Kisha Asher David Hamelach Hoye Yoitze Lamulchama Hoye Zoyrek Chaitz Umapil Shmoine Meos Chalolim Mepamachas. He would throw an arrow, shoot an arrow, and in one shot 800 soldiers, enemy combatants would die. Shlosser, you would be thinking, you'd be very happy, right? I killed in one shot 800. Laser guided missiles, or drones. One drone, bang, 800 gone. So you'd be very happy. No, it was sad. V'hoye mis'aneach, he would sigh al mosayim hachaserim. Why were there 200 survivors? What happened? How come only 800? Why didn't I succeed in knocking out 1,000? Because Sharei B'Torah Nemar, it says in the Torah, Echa Yirdaif Echad Elef. How could it be that in the good old days, one would pursue 1,000? So the bracha, Bezman Shei Yisrael Oisim, Rishon Shel Makom, there's a bracha that one of us can pursue 1,000. So David is complaining that only was able to succeed in conquering 800, not 1,000. Yotzisa Baskol V'Amra. So a Baskol came from heaven and said, Rak Bidvar Urya Hachiti. It's because of the chait of Urya Hachiti with Basheva, Kalei. This Rashi explains, because of the chait that David HaMelech took Bathsheba before her time, and the way he handled the situation, he only was unable to succeed in taking out the other 200. Now the Gemara explains now that that's one piece of the puzzle. One more piece of the puzzle. It says the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Nafkuv Zayin Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel Ruuya Hoysa Bathsheba LeDavid. Ella she'ochla faga. That Bathsheba was meant to be from the time of Maase Bereishis, the wife of David HaMelech. So why then till he did nothing wrong? He did nothing wrong by taking Bathsheba. The Gemara says, no, he took her prematurely. David, he saw Bathsheba, he could not wait. So he sent out Uri HaKlit to the front lines to have him killed, so that he can take. If David HaMelech would have done absolutely nothing, it would have been Basheret anyway. Uri HaKlit would have died in battle, or would have divorced her for whatever reason, and anyway, he would have taken her at a later point in time with no strings attached, with no collateral damage, with no bad publicity, with nothing. So David HaMelech is criticized, not because she wasn't his Basheret, he knew that she was his Basheret, but he took her prematurely like unripened figs. Fage means unripened figs. He should have waited a little bit longer, everything would have been okay. Now we take these two Ma'amari Chazal, the Gemara and Moed Katan, and the Gemara Masech, the Sanhedrin together, the Pasuk here becomes a new Pasuk. It says here in the Pasuk, Karmi Elef Lecha Shlomo. Elef Lecha Shlomo means you really would have been deserving to conquer 1,000. You would have been deserving to conquer 1,000, but Umosayim, the reason why you're missing 200 is because you failed. Lenoitrim Esperio is because if you would have been a guardian on the fruit, meaning you would have waited to be a noiter, would have been waited a little bit longer to marry Bathsheba without getting involved and mingling in the business of Uri HaChiti, you would have succeeded in the other 200 as well. It's because the fageh means they're unripened. You should have waited until the food developed a little bit more, and then you would have succeeded in conquering the 1,000. Right, so Shlomo over here means it's a remiss to his child. You're right, it's not Shlomo in Echanami, that's a difficulty, it's true, but it's at least a remiss. And he goes on to bring a writing over here, this is in the Shol Rav. I'm recording here from the Shol Rav. He's telling you this from the Sefer called the Siach Yitzchak. And he says there's a remiss to this in what it says in the, we know that there's something called Shiras David. Shiras David is David's song. It's repeated twice in Tanakh, once in Tehillim, and once in the end of Shmuel Beis. And they're almost identical. It's in Tehillim and Mizmor Yud Ches, and in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chof Beis. We actually lane Shiras David twice a year. It's the Haftarah for Parshas Hazinu, whenever Hazinu is not Shabbos Shuva, and it's the Haftarah we lain on Shvi Yishol Pesach. On Shvi Yishol Pesach, the Haftarah is Shiras David, so we lain from Sefer Shmuel. But it's repeated word for word in Tehillim, in Mizmor Yud Ches. But there are a few minor differences. The most notable, the most famous is Migdol versus Magdil. Migdol Yeshua Smalko, Magdil Yeshua Smalko, and that's why in Birchas HaMazon, sometimes we say Migdol, sometimes we say Magdil, depending on Shabbos Yom Tov, one alludes, say, Ksuvim, one is from Ksuvim Tilim, and one is from Shmuel. But there's another difference. Another difference is what it says in Pasuk Yud Ches, Tisameni Lerosh Goyim. You have set me to be a Rosh, to be a head over the nations. That's how it says it in Tehillim. In Shmuel it says, Tishmereni, guard me Lerosh Goyim. So the question is, why the difference? Why in Tehillim does it say, Tisamni, there is no resh, and in Shmuel it says Tishmereni. It's a different word, to guard me versus to appoint me. What's the difference? The difference is the resh. The gematria of Tisamni is 8. Is the Gra. The Gra says this. The Gra says that the gematria of the word Tisameni is 800. Okay, it's 800. Tishmereni is Bigmatria 1,000. So the difference between the two is 200. What's the difference? Because when Shlomo wrote in Tehillim, when David wrote, composed Shiras David in Shmuel, it was before the Mice of Uri HaChiti. even though it's printed at the very end of Shmuel, but that's what the Gra says. He wrote this early in his life, and early in his life he was before the Mayas of Ori Hachiti, and that's why he wrote Tishmereni L'Rosh Goyim. Tishmereni is Begematria 1000. When I am the head of the nations, it is fulfilled in me this bracha Echo Yirdoif Echod Elef. But in Tehillim, that was the new edition after the Chet of Ori Hachiti, when David lost the Madrega of Echa Yirdoif Echad Neya, Echad Elef, and therefore he was reduced to only 800, alluding to what it says in the Gemara Masechta Moed Katan, that when David HaMelech threw an arrow, he only was able to knock out 800, not 1,000. 200 he was unable to conquer because of the chet of Ori HaChiti, alluded to in this passage because he was not the Shomer Noiter Esperia, he failed to wait, to have patience. Good things come to those who wait. Unless you wait too long and then you miss out on everything. All right.
Timing.
Everything is timing, right? Okay, let's now go to... So this is the three mahalchim in this pasuk. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Tumo psukim hayoshevis baganim chavedim hakshivim lekolei chashmi'ini. This is a very mystical pasuk. Those who sit in the gardens who are colleagues, who are friends, makshivim, they listen very carefully lekolei to your voice. Hashmi'ini, and they listen to... Now, what are they listening to? The simple interpretation is they're listening to us say, listen to me. Okay, it's very difficult with this. Let's see the mitzvah. Let's try to figure out what this means. Okay, let's try to see this. Pasuk Yud over here says, Hayoshev Espaganim, Ata now. Now, this is difficult. These two psukim are very difficult. Ata now. Misaperes Yameres Kol... Now the Chashuka, Klal Yisrael, makes the following statement: Kol kach yosho divarai beinav. We're praising ourselves. We are so beloved in the eyes of Hashem. At she'omar li at, to the point where Hashem says to us, at you, Hayashem espaganim, you who sit in the gardens, shmog mikoyim, yimsu sham hachaverim bale hakedem kamoini. The place where the chaverim are sitting in the garden, like me, hinei sham makshivim likol atzoseich. They listen to you. The people in the garden have respect for you, Klal Yisrael, and they listen to your advice. Ucho oimer. Now, what does this mean to say? Pen gam hemo yasu kizos. Maybe they will do like that. I don't know what this means. I really don't know what this means. Maybe you could help me. Anyone have an idea what this means? Pen gam heim yasu kizos. They will do like this. What will they do? What is that? What do you mean they're going to do? I don't know. V'lo ye imkein tif'artecho aleihem. Lezos, therefore, hashmi...
If the guy and listen to your ideas, maybe you have to somehow... work with them, so...
You won't be unique?
I think it means that we won't be unique. If they're going to do the same thing, right, then we're not a favorite.
We're not going to be unique. If they're going to also do tshuva...
Because they're listening to you.
Okay, if they're also going to follow in our example and become tzaddikim, we're going to lose our uniqueness. They're not going to appreciate us because they're going to say we're better, we're just as good as you, we're also religious people. Lezos, therefore, hashmi divarecha belachash, speak to me quietly. Rak li levad v'lo yishma hazulos. Let them not hear these instructions. Now, what does this mean in more detail? Let's see. Vanim shalhu loymar ki ilu hamokim baruch hu yoshiv lo responds to Klal Yisrael as follows. Ata, you. Malchus Yehuda Hayosheves Birushalayim. You Klal Yisrael Yehuda, who lives in Yerushalayim. Hinei, kol beis Yisrael chavirecha. So it's not the Ummah Osalam. According to the Mesudas, it's following this theme that we're dealing with the Aseres HaShvatim. Maybe there was, we're afraid that if we're going to be so good to the Aseres HaShvatim, we're going to cause them to do tshuva, so the two Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin, are going to lose their uniqueness. No. Hinei, kol beis Yisrael chavirecha, makshivim likoylech v'chavetzim bezeh. The Aseres HaShvatim will always have respect for you. K'moy shenemar, ubikshu, es Hashem elokehem, v'yestavid malkom, it says, Aslavo, that everyone will have respect for the Malchus of David. Avobot, he zahari lehashmir koylech li levad. Hashem, speak to me alone. Hashem is saying, listen to me alone. V'letifne oid el Elohim achim, do not listen to other idols. So we read this back in the Pasuk. Hayashevis baganim. At this point in time, when Mashiach comes, and we're sitting in the garden, we are in the garden, and the Aseres HaShvatim surround us. Chaveirim makshivim l'koylech. The Chaveirim, which refers to the Aseres HaShvatim, they will listen to your voice. It is a Haftacha that Yehuda and Binyamin will take the lead in guiding Klal Yisrael, and the other, the Aseres HaShvatim, will have respect. The Malchus will no longer be divided, it will be under the authority of Yehuda and Binyamin, provided, now here is like a semicolon, or maybe even worse, a period, provided Hashmi'ini, provided that you, Yehuda and Binyamin, continue to listen to me and don't stray to worship idols. Let's see the Rashi. Hayosheves Baganim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer L'Knesses Yisrael at you. Hanefutza Bagoyla, who has been dispersed in exile. Roye Baganim Shel Achedim, you who are in the gardens of the other people. Of Golis, V'yashevis Bati Kinesis, the Bati Midrashis. So the garden over here, according to Rashi, refers to the exile. Chaveirim makshivim l'koylech, malachi hashores chaveirecha. The chaveirim are not the aseres hashvatim, they are the malachi hashores. I skipped?
Yeah.
So you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael, at Hanefutz Bagoyla, Roye Bagay, you are who are a shepherd among the gardens. Who are the gardens? The gardens, the gardens of the Umos Olam, Shlul Achayrim, Yoshev Bebatei Knesset Bodei Midrashos, Chaveirim Makshivim Lekoylech, Malachi Hashoris Chaveirecha. Who are the Chaveirim? The Chaveirim are the Malachi Hashoris. They're your friends. Bnei Eloi Kim, Dugmoscha like you, Makshivim Ubohim Lishmoya Koylecha Bebatei Knesset Yisrael. They listen to your prayers. In other words, the next Rashi explains the significance of this. Hashmi'ini, they say, let us, the Malachim, they are the ones who are saying, let us hear what you have to say, because we are not allowed to sing Shira until you sing Shira first. The Achar Kach Yagdishu Hem, they will sing Shira She'omar, like it says in Eoiv, Biron Yachad Kech Ve'boiker, when they sing together, Ron means like Rina, when they sing together the stars of the morning, which from Elu Yisrael, the Achar Kach, and then the next, the composite concludes, Vayoriu Kol B'nei Elokim, and then the Malachim sing Shira. So this pasuk in Eiv teaches us a very important yisod, that the Malachi Hashares are not allowed to sing Shira until Klal Yisrael begins, until they go first. And that's this idea, according to Rashi, is being expressed in this pasuk. Those people who sit in the gardens, which refers to Klal Yisrael, we are in the garden. The gardens are the Batei Kinesios, Batei Midrashos, that are scattered throughout the entire world. Chaveirim, the Malachi Hashares, who are your friends, Makshivim, they're listening very carefully to the activity, to the Shira that is being expressed in the Batei Kinesios, L'Koylech, they're listening very carefully, and they're saying, Hashmi'ini, please, let us hear you say Shira, because we cannot sing our Shira until you go first, until you sing your Shira. Targum concludes this theme of Achia Shiloni. Amar Shlomo said the sof nivuase. Shlomo said the end of the nivuase. Asid mori omol lemeimar leknisha the Yisrael b'sof yemaya. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will say to Klal Yisrael the end of days, and kinishta di Yisrael, you Klal Yisrael, dimsila leginta, that are compared to a garden, kalila, deine umaya. You, Klal Yisrael, are compared to a garden among the nations. The Yasa Bebeis Midrasha, and you sit in the Beis Medrash, similar to what the Rashi says, Im Chaverei Sanhedrin, Ushor Amo, and the rest of the nation did Soisin Lekol Reish Misifta, who listened carefully. So here, when it says over here, they listen. Who are the Chaverim? The Chaverim are the rest, the members of Klal Yisrael that listen carefully to the instructions of the Sanhedrin. The tzoysin, they listen. Ushor amo, the tzoysin, lekol reish misifta. The olfin mipume, and they learn from the mouth, piskomi raisa. Ashmi ini, kol mi laich, the idon da at yasva. Hashem says, let me hear. So according to the Targum, Hashem is speaking. Let me hear the words, the sound of your words at the time when you sit. L'zaka'o u'l'chayava. When you decide, issue halachic decisions of chayv and potter. V'hei maskeim l'chol mad at avda. And I will stamp my approval on what you do. In other words, Torah la mashmaimi, let me hear what you have to say. Whatever you have to say, I will accept. I will fulfill. So let's read the words of the Targum of the Pasuk. Hayoshev es baganim. This refers to Klal Yisrael, who sit in the gardens, and this refers really more specifically to the Talmidei Chachamim, the Reish Mesifta, that sit in the Sanhedrin. Chaveri makshiv lekoylech, your friends, meaning the members of Klal Yisrael, they listen carefully to the words of the Sanhedrin, to the Rabbanim. And Hashem says, Hashmiini, I also want to hear what you have to say. I also want to hear what you decide, because whatever you decide, that's what the halacha will be. As we know, the famous principle, Torah lav b'ashamayim hi, the decision of the halacha depends upon the decision of the Sanhedrin in Klal Yisrael. So to recap, we have here three very different interpretations of this pasuk according to the Mitzudos. Hayosheves Baganim is reference to the two tribes. It refers to the time when Mashiach comes and everyone is going to be restored in the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim. Chaverim makshivim lekoylech. Who are the chaverim according to the Mitzudos? The Aseres Hashvatim. They will listen to your voice, you, the two Shvatim. Hashmiini is a condition provided that you listen to me and you don't worship idols. Rashi, Hayasheves Baganim is the entire Klal Yisrael that's in the Bate Knesset, Bate Midrashos. The Chaverim are the Malachi Hashores. They're listening very carefully for the time when you sing Shira so that they also can sing Shira. Chaverim Akshim Lekolechs, and the Malachi Hashores are the ones that say Hashmiini so that they can sing Shira. And according to the Targum, Hayasheves Baganim refers to the Talmidei Chachamim who sit in the Sanhedrin, and Chaverim refers to the members of Klal Yisrael which abide by their decisions. They listen to the voice of the command and the decisions of the Sanhedrin. Hashmini Hashem, I also want to hear your decisions because Torah lav b'ashamayim hi. Okay, now there's one more mystical idea. This mystical idea is to a number of Svarim, and that is this refers to the concept, the very mystical concept, that in Shemayim, the people who have passed from this world know exactly what's going on in this world. The Ganim is Gan Eden. Those people in Gan Eden, Hayosheves Baganim, they are Chaverim. They are our friends. They're seeking our welfare. In Shemayim, they're not, the people in Shemayim, the tzaddikim in the next world, they're not out to get us. They're not looking down to make trouble for us. They're our advocates. And makshivim lekoylech, they listen very carefully to the activities, the ma'isim toivim, and the words of Torah and the words of tefillah that come forth from us here in this world, and they say hashmiini, let's listen. They say to each other in Gan Eden, let's bend our ear and listen to the beautiful words of Torah and the word and the sound of tefillah, the kol Yaakov that comes forth from this world to the higher world. It's a very powerful pasuk referring to the connection, the interest. How often do you have in Tanakh, in Chazal, a place where we find that in the Olam HaEmes they have an interest in what is taking place in this world? Sometimes you get the impression that after a person leaves this world, they couldn't care less what goes on with this world. So Olam She'ena Shaloi, it's not their world. What do they have? The Tainug that they have in the next world is so great. Why would they care to know what's taking place in this mundane world with all the problems and all the trouble and all the activities? No, it says here in this very pasuk is that the greatest sibuk hanefesh they have in Gan Eden is to listen, to hear what's doing here in this world. So therefore, the Musar Haskalists take advantage. As long as we're here in this world, we're in the driver's seat. We're in the driver's seat. We're the focus of attention, even the Olamos in the upper worlds, and it's a very great responsibility, very great achrayus to appreciate the depth of this pasuk. Okay, we're out of time, so we're going to leave the next pasuk for tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll do the next pasuk. I'm going to try also to prepare a summary of Shir HaShirim and try also to relate it to Pesach, because on Pesach we say Shir HaShirim after the Haggadah. So we will summarize it tomorrow.